This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. It's 2:48 Central Time. The community-supported agriculture group in the area, Prairieland Community-Supported Agriculture, together with the Community United Church of Christ, Common Ground Food Co-op, and the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, is organizing a film series about the food system, how our food is produced, and problems in that production. The first films in the series were screened last Saturday. The next screening is tomorrow, March 1st at 2 p.m. at the Community United Church of Christ on the corner of 6th and Daniels in Champaign. Anna Barnes is a member of Prairieland CAS, and she joins me in the studio to tell us about the film that will be shown tomorrow and the films that are coming up in the coming weeks. Hi, Anna.
Hi there.
So first of all, before we get to the film series and the film that's coming up tomorrow and the films that will be shown in the coming weeks, maybe for folks who might not be familiar with community-supported agriculture, can you give us kind of a thumbnail description of it?
Community-supported agriculture is a program in which people pay ahead of the season for a share of produce or, in some areas, eggs, meat, other things, depending on the local laws. And they contract directly with the farmer. And it's a system where the farmer actually has a more guaranteed income because, you know, in the event of a rainout at a farmer's market, a lot of them go home with not a lot of money and a whole lot of produce.
Hmm.
And for the consumers, they get, you know, the absolute freshest produce, some of it picked the very same day.
Yeah. Are there other benefits of encouraging local food production and encouraging consumers to buy locally?
Well, you have more of a say in how things are raised with regard to the land and how people who are working on that land are treated and how those animals are treated and how they're treated, you know, in the processing as well. So, you know, hopefully avoiding some of the issues like in California. You know, there are numerous places here right in central Illinois that do a really good job and don't mistreat animals like that.
Hmm. And you're talking about the recent revelation of the factory, if I could call it that, the processing plant.
The large-scale processing plants. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, basically, they're very, very large systems. They move very, very fast. And, you know, that's unfortunately, they don't really have the time to be a little kinder to the animals.
Hmm. Well, what's tomorrow's film offering?
It's Strong Roots, Fragile Farms. It was produced by the United Church of Christ and FarmAid, and it looks at the impact of globalization on farmers. It looks at a family in Iowa, a family farm in North Carolina, one in the Philippines, and one in Mexico, and how, you know, trade agreements and things like that, you know, how these all trickle down and what they look like at the farm level and what it means for farm communities. And sometimes the impacts are really not very good.
Hmm. Is there a talk or a panel discussion that takes place following the showings of these films, including Strong Roots, Fragile Farms?
Yes, we usually have a discussion after each film. And I'm certain that tomorrow will be no exception because actually Community United has actually, a lot of their members have seen this film, and it's a very powerful piece.
Now, are you also providing information about what consumers can do in response to the issues
Yes.
raised in these films?
Yeah, that's what the whole point of the series is, that, you know, these issues are really, really large, you know, and if you look at them in the aggregate, they're so overwhelming. But on a local level, there are a lot of things that people can do. You know, there are plenty of people raising wonderful vegetables, you know, taking very good care of their animals. And, you know, and that's what we're trying to connect people with, those farmers. And we have resources available that we're handing out at the film series. They're also available on our website through the various links. There's a local food directory that we link to from the Prairieland site.
Now, are there many local producers selling to consumers in East Central Illinois?
There are actually quite a few, and now there are actually some big initiatives to even increase that. There's some funding that's going to be coming probably within the next year or two.
And where is that funding coming from?
I know that the Lumpkin Foundation in Mattoon is very interested in sponsoring some activities in that direction.
Yeah. So there are enough producers out there, you're supposed to meet the demand?
You know, if people are willing, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we've gotten so out of the habit of thinking about what we're eating. And I think that as more people, you know, become more thoughtful about what they're eating, I think that there are a lot of people that would like to do something more sustainable. you know, corn is very high right now. Who knows, you know, how long that's going to last, you know, if, you know, there is already an ethanol plant in Western Illinois that's never going to get off the ground and people are going to lose their money. You know, so, you know, maybe there might be people interested in putting on, you know, a few head of cattle to raise some grass-fed beef and do some things, you know, and not really huge risky things, but just, you know, to do a little experimenting. There's, you know, I get contacted every week from people wanting to find these kinds of items.
Yeah. One of the films, the last film in the series, is about an area farmer, John Moore, correct?
Yeah. The Moore family in Watsika.
And,
Jim and Diane Moore and their son Wes.
And tell us a little bit about them, because they got into this business and it seems to have worked very well for them.
It has. In fact, they started out conventionally farming and they realized that the economies of scale were just not going to work out for them and that they were getting further and further behind. It's a really great piece that Allison Davis Wood produced for Prairie Fire. So we were very excited that she wanted to tell the Moore story, and it's a great story to see how the community came to rally behind this farm.
Came together, yeah, in support of one another. And that film is called The Real Dirt on Farmer John. I'm misreading that.
Oh, The Real Dirt on Farmer John is another documentary about another CSA up in Chicago that is also in a similar position where the farm was starting to go under, and actually some consumers in Chicago approached the farmer and ended up, you know, saving this farm from bankruptcy and from going under. And today it's actually the largest CSA in the whole state. They have 1,200 shareholders.
Okay, so on Saturday, May 3rd, from 2 to 4, there's two films, The Real Dirt on Farmer John, and then Moore Family Farm, that's the WILL Prairie Fire program. So, in between, we've got tomorrow, we've got Strong Roots, Fragile Farms. What's coming up following, what's the next film after that?
On April 12th, it'll be The Future of Food, which looks at the issue of genetically engineered food and its impact on American consumers. Other countries, you know, require labeling of these things. Our country doesn't. And, you know, there were a lot of promises made with this, and it looks at whether some of those promises of reduced pesticide use and things like that are really panning out, and who's benefiting from these things.
Okay. Now, is there any admission charge?
No. We're showing all the films for free. If people are able, we ask that they bring a donation for the Eastern Illinois Food Bank, either a monetary donation or something, ideally, you know, a usable protein source, something stable, because those are some of the hardest things to keep in stock. For every dollar the food bank gets, it can buy $10 worth of food. So, and that's what we're hoping, that as more people, you know, if we can get the local production up, that there can be opportunities for things like gleaning programs and that, so that, you know, even the people who, you know, don't always have food in our community can also have local food and can have a more stable source. Because right now, sometimes the food bank, I mean, they're depending on produce, you know, basically misorders and things like that from various warehouses.
Okay. And what about the kids? Are the kids invited?
Yes. We have separate children's entertainment. So feel free to bring the family, and refreshments are being provided by Common Ground Food Co-op.
Okay, so the film tomorrow is from 2 to 4 p.m., and all the films are going to be shown at the Community United Church of Christ on the corner of 6th and Daniels in Champaign. And if people want more information on Prairie Land, CAS, and the film series, what's the website?
It'll be www.prairielandcsa.org.
Okay. Very good. Anna, thank you so much.
Thank you.